We've been hearing throughout the morning about to cut 1,600 jobs.
That's right, 1,600 jobs going, consulting with two unions. We can talk to Stephen Gibson from SLG Economics. Stephen used to be Director of Economic Policy at Postcom, which is the regulator. Stephen, surprised by the news today?
No, not really. I think Royal Mail have always been planning to look at their operational and head office managers as well as their frontline staff. And this is really focused at reducing the size of their head office staff rather than the postmen and postwomen that actually deliver the mail.
Any chance that this would have happened if Royal Mail had not been floated?
I think this has been a long-term part of their modernisation policy. I don't think flotation has been an explicit part of this, although it always makes good sense for a company to look at all its costs, whether they're managerial costs or frontline costs.
We've had a reaction from Unite, who are threatening industrial action in the event of compulsory redundancies. How worried will Royal Mail be about that threat?
Well, I mean, what they've actually said is they're considering a ballot around industrial action, which is slightly different. I mean, Royal Mail will obviously want to deal with this sensibly, and they want to avoid any strikes. But, this is Royal Mail offer very generous redundancy packages, so I don't think there'll be a strong feeling from membership to challenge this directly. Royal Mail are creating 300 new jobs alongside the reduction of 1,600 jobs, so there are some opportunities. And I think this is just something that Royal Mail has to do to become competitive in the parcels and letters markets.
Stephen, thank you. That's Stephen Gibson from SLG Economics.